Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome on back, everybody, for the final hour today. We have one heck of a bonus hour lined up for you today.
Ooh.
I know.
Yeah.
So get this. I had a little bit of a fender bender a couple weeks ago. Someone backed into my car, hit me from behind.
The dog with the park bench?
No, that was different.
Okay.
And when I got out of the car, I think I told this story. I actually know her. It was just totally random. I was at 119th and Road trying to head back to work. And I was in the very first position at a red light at 119th and Row, right there by the McDonald's, and just waiting, 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 and then boom.
I bet you got out of the car ready for some road rage.
I did, actually. I was so like, I was just having a rough day that day. And I was like, are you kidding me? Oh, hi.
Oh,
she's
hi.
A friend. She's actually a good friend of mine.
How's the family?
The most random thing.
Had you started lighting this person up verbally? Well, before you realize you knew them, or
you know the universal signal for what the heck, where you throw both your hands up,
oh,
like
yeah.
What the heck? I just did that, and then she was like, "Oh, Dana," and I'm like, "Oh, hi, okay." Anyway, long story short, I go to take the car in today, and they have a loaner, some sort of loaner program, and they didn't have any loaners today.
Oh,
and so I had to
took
go.
The bus?
I had to find a different direction to go because I just said to Sam, I can't leave. I have no car. I dropped my car off today. They are doing the repairs today. Did not get a loaner. But there's a new program where they will bring you a car. They will deliver it to you. And it's like $40 a day. And it's not through insurance. You just pay the $40 a day, which she will pay because she hit my car. And that's what I'm going to do after work.
All right.
It's different than a rent a car. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a fancy loaner too. I've never had a fancy loaner. I'm so excited.
Ooh,
well, you do drive a fancy car, so.
I want a fancy loaner. do that after work.
I do love how the dealerships always give you a brand new car. Like, we took my girlfriend's Subaru in for just some standard maintenance.
No, that's not an accident.
It's a 2017, and they gave us a 2025 to drive around in. And man, that thing was nice.
Look at all those bells and whistles.
And maybe in 5 or 6 years, you might look at
it. I love it. All right, we teased this before the break, before we get to the topic at hand that I don't want to talk about, but we have to talk about. This is a fun one. Scientists claim to have discovered a new color that no one has seen before. I know, Scott would love this story.
Now we're going to have to expand the Crayola box again.
This is from the BBC. Whatever happened to burnt sienna? You guys remember that color?
That was one of my favorite colors.
What did you use it for?
Everything.
You're a fantastic weirdo, Dan. No one used burnt sienna. That was the one that was always still sharp at the end of the box. A team of scientists claims to have discovered a new color that no human has ever seen before. The research follows an experiment in which researchers in the U.S. had laser pulses fired into their eyes. By stimulating specific cells in the retina, the participants all claim to have witnessed a blue-green color, teal, that scientists have dubbed OLO, O-L-O. But some say the existence of a new color is, quote, open to argument. The findings are published in the journal Science Advances and have been described by the study's co-author as remarkable.
Okay, so this is basically just a gradient of color. It goes from teal to light teal to dark teal to white, back to light teal, back to dark teal.
They say OLO is, quote, more saturated than any color you can see in the real world.
It's because it's more than one color.
Well, but isn't that true for all colors? If you add one dab of white or one dab of black or a dab of burnt sienna, aren't colors like numbers? They could go on infinitely.
Definitely. It's like going to the home improvement store and picking paint swatches.
Have you ever tried to pick white, bar the door? I just wanted to paint my house white.
Different types.
Would you like eggshell?
7 trillion whites. And then Pearl. You leave there and you don't even know your own name.
Off-white?
Sam, it's way more in-depth than that. Cotton ball, Q-tip. The names.
Q-tip, those are the same thing.
Who named? They're different paints, Sam. 2 hours later, my eyeballs were bleeding, and I thought, I don't care. Someone just pick a white. I actually texted one of my friends that's a real estate agent, and I go, dear God, get me out of this store. Tell me what color white. And she just texted me the name of the white, and that's what I went with.
Do you want a matte finish? Or a glossy?
I can't, Dan. I can't. You know what I want? I want a brick house this time. I want stone. I ain't ever, ever picking
fresh
a white
cut
again.
Grass color?
Is that what you're telling your builder? Just pick a white?
Pick a white. I don't even care. But you know what? There are some whites that come out pink, some that come out orange.
Depends on the types of lighting you use in the house. It depends on the type of sunlight and the temperature.
This is what they said about the color of the light, the color OLO or ALO. Let's say you go around your whole life and you only see pink, baby pink, pastel pink. And then one day you go to the office and someone is wearing a shirt and it is the most intense pink you have ever seen. And they say it's actually a new color and we call it red. That's how he describes seeing this color. They say they have never seen anything like it, whatever that means. I don't know why they picked the name OLO. That seems not very imaginative. But there you have it. It'll be the color of the year next year.
Looking at the paint swatch online right now. Oh, I'm like, that is a vibrant shade of
teal.
Teal.
It's basically just teal.
It's teal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bright green teal. Yeah, really bright. Almost
it's like a green blue. Like if you mixed green and blue.
We already have that, Sam. We already have
like
that.
Teal, I think.
But this one's brilliant. I mean, look at this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. This next story is completely devoid of any brilliance whatsoever. I assure you that. I hate that we have to talk about this, but we have to talk about it. I would look like an idiot if we did not bring this topic up this hour. Faith leaders today are looking to restore peace after a racist promposal image sparks online outrage. You can find the story literally anywhere, and one of the schools involved happens to be my high school alma mater.
Oh, it went viral.
schools have confirmed, plural, that Washburn Rural and Topeka Seaman students were involved in racist promposal. I will remind you before we get into the discussion about the topic that there was a very concerted effort to change the name of our high school, Seaman, because the founder, it was long rumored and then confirmed.
It has been confirmed.
A couple of years ago, was a major player in the KKK.
He held the rank of exalted Cyclops.
We all know it.
Who doesn't?
He was an exalted Cyclops. And when they looked this up and they found old newspaper articles online 100, 200 years ago, they found that he was basically a recruiter regionally for the KKK. So I will remind everyone listening that there was a very concerted effort at that time. Okay, now that we know he was a KKK guy, he's a racist, let's change the name. And of all the names one might want to change in the world, it would be my high school. Because let's be honest, it's awful. The name is awful. Now you pair that with he's a racist, let's get rid of it. And people protested and said no. And now we have a racist promposal. And I asked Sam during the break, was the ask the Seaman High School student to the Washburn Rural? And the answer is yes.
That is correct. Yeah. The male student attends Seaman High School. The female student.
Would it change what
Washburn
has happened
Rural.
Here? We'll get into it after the break. Will it change what has happened here? No. But you have a hole in your head larger than I can fix if you do not finally put that god-awful name that belonged to an awful man to rest. It is time to change the name of that damn school. We'll tell you what the student is in hot water for. We're not going to read the sign when we get back and how everyone is responding. 913-586-7798. Stick with us.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So we are not going to read the sign. It's a handmade sign. I'm so sick of these promposals, by the way. That's an entire topic for an entirely different time. It's time to put that to bed along with gender reveals. Nevertheless, a sign was made. A smiling photo of the male student in question and the female student in question has exploded online.
Posted on social media. Those things get around quick.
I don't know if they are both seniors. I am reading somewhere that at least one of them is, and people have taken to social and they're doing what happens when something like this happens. They're tagging colleges, saying essentially you can't let these people into your school. The names of the students have been released publicly. The backlash has been rage. It has been swift. And I certainly understand that because my high school has a terrible reputation still when it comes to these types of issues. And I don't know what the answer is here. I said during a break, these kids can't go back to school.
Certainly with the news story that I'm seeing that includes the picture, it also includes their names. We're not going to name them.
you know, they're
it's going to be tough to go back to school.
Their addresses have been shared online. You know, I would ask.
By the way, this prom was April 5th.
I would ask the young man, what the hell were you thinking?
The young woman, what the hell were you thinking?
You also have to ask the girl.
Yeah. And the person who took the picture. I mean, somebody took the
picture. Looked at the sign and said, I'll check the yes box. I'll go to prom with you. Let's pose for a photo with that sign.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
My God. Now, for anyone who wants to say, well, that's just a joke. It's not funny. Nothing about this is funny. You know.
And was it a parent that took this picture?
We don't know. Sam, we don't know. We do not know. But let me read here from the Capital Journal story out of Topeka. Siemens Superintendent Brad Wilson condemned the post. Recently, an inexcusable action made outside of school by one of our students hit social media. I will not go into detail or share the content of the social media post because spreading the content only amplifies the negativity and gives it a bigger audience. Washburn Rural Principal Ed Raines also condemned the photo and went further, and I do appreciate this. He says, over the weekend, we became aware of a disturbing image circulating on social media involving one of our students and a student from another area high school. The image contained racist messaging. While the incident took place off campus, its impact has reached into our school and into our community, raising justifiable concern and disappointment. He goes on to say, we are actively offering support to students who have been hurt or affected by this image. Our counselors are available for any student who would benefit from a space to process, reflect, or talk. We recognize that this can open wounds, cast a shadow on students' sense of safety and belonging. He further says, to our African-American students and to all students of color who may be impacted by what this image represents, we see you and we stand with you. You are valued members of this community. You belong here. This is a time for all of us to reflect on who we choose to be, not just in easy moments, but in difficult moments. Be someone who speaks up for what's right. Be someone who helps build a school where every person is treated with dignity and respect.
Yeah, we have to keep in mind that just because these two students are dumb and for whatever reason apparently thought this was funny, that does not spread to the entire rest of both of these schools. That does not imply that anybody in these schools share that emotion or even think it's funny.
But Sam, as a school, how do you handle this? Because you can't put this genie back in the bottle. This happened. It's ugly.
I mean, we've seen a number of scandals around town involving similar content.
I mentioned this earlier. Some of the faith leaders came out today and said, this sparks a wider conversation. Like, it's time to have a wider conversation about this.
There was a group of students from a prominent high school here in the metro a couple of years ago. You remember the story. They were playing a game of beer pong, and rather than the cups being configured in the standard triangle pattern, one side was the Star of David, and the other side was not the Star of David.
I do remember that. Keep in mind, this is what, 3 weeks before graduation, four weeks before graduation. You know, I think the school has done, you know, what it can in the immediate understanding of what has happened here. We're offering counseling. Let's talk. We have to talk about these issues. I don't know that those two students can go back to school right now.
It certainly is going to be tough.
913-586-7798.
And what does that mean for their college aspirations?
And for the love, can we stop with all of the promposals? It's time to get rid of the promposal.
You're just supposed to walk up and say, hey, you want to go to prom with me?
Yes, that's how we used to do it, Sam. We actually used to have to talk to people face to face. It worked really well. It was very awkward, but it worked. 913-586-7798. Back with much more straight ahead. Welcome back to Dana and Parks. We'll get right to the phones. Let's go to Dom in Topeka, where I am sure this is the headline on all of the news channels and Above the Fold in the Capital Journal today. Hi, Dom, go ahead.
How are you, Miss Dana?
I wish we were talking about a better topic, but I'm doing good.
Oh, I sure do, because I just love hearing your laugh, but I know this is definitely not a laughing matter. I know someone who teaches in the Seaman District, and yes, this is being talked about everywhere. I'll give just a couple of comments, and then I hope you'll put your intelligent comments behind it. But you had a conversation earlier with an educator. You guys were talking about the student driving, whatever.
Yeah.
And he made a great comment that kids today are bubble wrapped. And these kids have no sense of right or wrong. Because, you know, if this happened during our day in school, there would have been no question. We would have been expelled. The person would have been expelled automatically. There wouldn't have even been a question. And I hate to say to bring the girl into it, but you took a picture with the sign knowing this is probably not a good idea, but you did it. I'm sorry, but you got to serve the same penalty as these other kids, because there's no way these kids go back to school. But here's the problem. Kids today are so bubble wrapped, as that one educator was saying, that there's probably no consequences to this for these children. And they just go on about their lives. And yeah, they'll say, oh, this is a lesson learned, but it's not a lesson learned, because kids these days don't learn lessons.
I will tell you, Dom, and I want you to hang on, and I want to hear your thoughts on this.
Okay.
I think the reaction is so explosive to what has happened here. If God forbid this was someone close to me, I would pull them from school. Because the anger, and rightfully so, there is a lot of anger, there's a lot of hurt. All of those things are valid, but you also have people posting their addresses and where parents work and, tagging colleges saying they shouldn't be allowed to go to college.
I totally disagree with that.
This is going to follow them for the rest of their lives. I mean, that's just...
Yes, it is.
That is just a fact.
I know, and I totally disagree with... I even disagree with posting their names, because, you know what, you're just... That, in a sense, you're putting these kids' parents, even their siblings, you're putting them in harm's way. So my personal decision to do that with that sign has now put my whole family in jeopardy, brothers, sisters, whatever, because people are dumb enough these days that they're going to post names, addresses. Oh, this is where his parents work. But now you've put everybody in jeopardy. And you are right. These kids can't go back to school, because even somebody who might have for a second thought, oh, hi, this is funny. Ha, that was cute. Now sits back after 5 seconds of thought and goes, oh, wait. No, this probably was not a good idea. And you're right. This is totally beyond the scope of comprehension where, again, kids these days are bubble wrapped. And I bet you these kids probably think there should be no consequences to these actions. But there's lots, because, as you said, now you have the nut jobs out there posting their names, parents' names, jobs, addresses. You put everybody in jeopardy and your whole family over something you thought was cute. Hey, this is going to be a great prom proposal. I'll post it on social media. Everybody will get a kick out of it. No, because I'll bet you there's not a single person that got a kick out of that sign. And if somebody did, I feel bad for them, and they might want to go to church and pray, because I would read that immediately and not get a kick out of it. I wouldn't think that's funny at all.
Dom, at the very least, would you not have said to that young man, oh, my God, rip that up. We are throwing that away. I can think of a lot of scenarios, Sam, where harm could come to you.
Oh, yeah.
For saying those types of things.
Absolutely.
And if he's not mature enough to understand that or educated enough to understand that, why did no one step in and say, what are you thinking?
And have we stopped warning kids about the fact that the internet is permanent?
Man, Sam, I was just going to ask the same thing. We know this, right? We know this.
I was a young kid. Facebook was exploding. You know, MySpace was starting to die. Facebook was exploding. I may or may not have lied about my age to make a Facebook before I was 13 years old. I've had a Twitter for quite a long time. And it was hammered into my head every step of the way, from teachers, from school counselors, from my parents. Whatever you post will be there forever. You can delete it, but screenshots are forever. So watch what you post. It will affect your career. It will affect your chances at college. Are they not told this anymore?
You know, Dom had an interesting question, and God, I hate to make this about gender because they were both in the photo. But if one student makes the sign and the other student is just, you know, he rings the doorbell, says, "Will you go to prom with me?" She takes a photo with the sign. Are the consequences the same for both? And I'm asking that question. As an educator, you would not want to be anywhere near this. And they spoke with a pastor in Topeka today, Pastor Frazier. He says, every once in a while, we have to have this conversation. And then we think it's done, and it comes back again. He says, so I think in the future, we need to keep continuing to have these conversations. Don't stop talking about these issues when we think things have gotten better. He says, I would ask Brown versus Board of Education Museum. Have they been there? Have they been to the Alabama Slave Museum? Tulsa, Oklahoma, the riot in Tulsa, what happened down there? If people could see what different groups have been through, whether Hispanic or Indian or African American, if they have seen what we have been through, maybe they would have a better understanding of the things they should or should not do. Let's go to Stephanie in North Kansas City. Hi, Stephanie. Go ahead.
Hi there. Love the show. My question is what's his home life? This kind of hatred and racism, it's generational. This is taught at home. So when he goes home, probably nobody said this is a bad idea because they didn't think it was. His parents probably encouraged it and thought it was funny also.
Stephanie, we don't know. I did say to Sam, did no one see this sign? But keep in mind, if these are seniors in high school, by the time my kids were seniors, I think the promposal thing, been there, done that. I don't think they did that anymore. Most of them just went in groups as friends. Would you have seen the sign that the boy was making that included a glue gun, by the way? We do know that. So this was...
So the hot glue is a problem?
I'm just saying there was some level, Sam, of...
craftsmanship?
He needed some crafting to make the sign that we're not going to talk about. And so did he do that at home? I don't know. Did mom and dad see it? I don't know.
Somebody took the picture.
I would be horrified to think an adult saw this and thought, you know what? That's a good idea. But here we are.
I don't know.
I am going to reach out to my alma mater tonight. And I'm going to urge them under no uncertain terms, once again, to please God change the name of that awful school. Please change the name of that school. Would it have prevented what happened here? No. But it doesn't make that high school look any better. That it is named after a member of the KKK.
And again, their prom was on April 5th. That was 17 days ago. Has there been any punishment from the school?
Oh, I'm sure there has been, Sam. I'm sure there has been. I mean, we talked about this a little bit off the air. If God forbid, if someone I knew was involved in something like this, my counsel would be, you cannot return to that school. I don't know what the answer is.
Thank you, text line. This exact sign was used for a homecoming dance ask at a Metro high school in 2021. It was homecoming, so it wasn't prom.
It's not even an original
same sign.
Racist thought.
Correct.
913-586-7798. And I know I'm sort of stuck on the namesake. I was so disappointed in the adults in that town who protested that name change. I don't even know what to say. It should have been changed when all of those years of rumors were confirmed that school is named after a long dead man, by the way. Long dead guy. So no one even in that town has any stake or dog in the fight to keep that awful name that also means another thing. There's no reason to keep the name. No one remembers him. He's long dead.
We see the pride of another town and their mascot for their high school, which happens to be the Savages. It's not explicable.
Okay, but if that school was named after Mr. Savage, who was a KKK person.
Yeah.
And also this affected the Indians, the Native Americans, you would say change the name. It's not like my high school's named Robinson or Stevie or Parks. It's an awful name. And the adults that petitioned to keep it for a variety of reasons should be ashamed of themselves. Let's go to Ken in Olathe. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon. Hey, I'm a fellow Viking alum. I, too, wish the name of the school were changed. But just to go back, I believe his name was Dom. He, and I don't think he intentionally did it, but threw every young person into the category of not having a moral compass. And I would just like to respectfully disagree. I know a lot of my friends have kids that are even graduating from high school this year that I would say most young people do have a good moral compass, would think that this is just atrocious.
Yeah,
and
of
let's
course.
Just not lump all the young people into the same group here.
I absolutely agree with you, Ken, and am hopeful for that generation. I truly am. And I think if you asked these young people, what would you give to take this back? I think they would say we would move heaven and earth to make this not have happened. But again, you can't.
I agree.
The internet is forever, kids. The internet is forever.
And now these kids are being doxxed. Their families are being doxxed.
Yep. 913-586-7798. We will wrap up the program here straight ahead. Couple of fun stories in the stack, I promise you that. And we will bring them to you straight ahead. Stick with us. So we've always heard even twins that are fraternal, like, have a sync with each other that really can't be explained. And certainly I think a lot of identical twins would say that that is the case for them. Identical twin sisters have gone viral over a phenomenon called twin telepathy. And we're going to let you listen to what happened. They were doing an interview together after their mom's alleged carjacking. That's a serious part of the story. Mom was carjacked. Twins start doing an interview about what happened to mom. And then Sam, you listen.
Witnesses are recounting some of the drama that unfolded on the Sunshine Coast this afternoon. Two sisters have told how their mother and man raced to help when the carjacked SUV rolled on Steve Irwin Way, only to find the gun-wielding car thief emerging from the wreck. Here's some of what they had to say.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there and
he was coming back down towards us,
and he goes, run, he's got a gun. And our heart started to pound, and I said, oh, mum, where's mum? And poor mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And mum distracted.
Okay, stop it right there for a minute. When Sam first told me this, I was listening to it behind me in the newsroom, and I go, did they take like one of their interviews and then another interview and superimpose them over each other like they were interviewed separately? Explain this. This is crazy.
These are the twin sisters standing side by side, and the interviewer asks the question, and one of them starts talking first. The other fills in the words when the first one pauses. And then you heard a couple of different times there, they were talking at the exact same time, saying the exact same words.
It is uncanny. Identical twins, Bridget and Paula Powers, dressed in matching Easter outfits. They're 50 years old. They run a bird rescue center, and they told their story outside of the center completely in sync. And what's funny, look this up when you guys get home. As they're telling the story, you know, you're expressive when you're talking. They even completely mimic each other's hand and head movements. And at one point in the interview, they're talking about the thief had like blood on his face. They both at the exact same time reached their hand up and like brushed their face at the exact same time.
They look like you're seeing double, basically.
And mom distracting him to make him look the other way. And he looked the other way. And mom ran into the bush
behind the fence.
And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you. All I was thinking about when we were running, I hope he doesn't fire.
Yeah.
That is crazy. The sisters and their mother all walked away unscathed. So it wasn't just mom. It was the sisters and the mom. So they are in sync explaining what happened. They were there.
That is wild. Yeah.
Scientists say there's no evidence to suggest that twin telepathy exists. But I would say there is no evidence to suggest it. Don't.
From the text line, it sounds like the stream is trying to buffer.
It does, doesn't it?
Because one of them has a slightly deeper tone than the other one.
According to Tanya Johnson from the Institute of Child Psychology, there is no scientific evidence that twin telepathy exists. What we are likely seeing here is a deep familiarity, a powerful connection that has been shaped by years of shared experiences, emotional closeness, and shared genetics. Identical twins, she says, grow up deeply attuned to one another. They often will think alike, speak alike, and act alike simply because they know the other one so well.
And you said they work together, so they're still around each other constantly.
Yeah, what you're hearing, there's actually a term for it. They call it mirroring, a natural process that occurs when people who are closely connected start to unconsciously reflect one another. Now, I'm going to be honest. If you were out to dinner with them, would that get just slightly annoying after the initial, like, oh my gosh, that's so interesting?
It is a little odd to me, and the text line pointed this out as well. They're 50 and wearing matching outfits.
We might bring this back for a topic tomorrow. Like, if you are a twin, do you still wear matching outfits?
I mean,
they appear completely in sync in almost every way. And again, I mentioned this, they are identical. And you know how when some twins get older, they start looking like they might be siblings, but they don't exactly look alike?
Yeah.
These two women look exactly alike.
Spitting image. Same hair, same clothes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they roommates too? I mean, did they go off and live their own separate lives and get married? I need to know more about these people.
That I don't know.
Because if they have spent every waking moment of their life together,
I don't know.
Is it twin telepathy or is it the fact that you're constantly together?
Then you wonder, okay, did they practice that? Did they practice exactly how they were going to say it? But this is a serious story about a carjacking.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
So I know that they survived. They wouldn't be goofing about a story where they were held up at gunpoint with their mom. We might talk about our twins tomorrow and see if we can get any of you to call in. I'd like that. Thank you again for your continued support of the Dana and Parks program. Scott will be back on Monday, but Sam and I are having such fun holding down the fort this week. We hope you join us tomorrow. Please be safe, be good, and we'll see you back here tomorrow, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.